So let's review. The first Mishnah at the beginning of the Masechta taught that Shir Stira Kedei Tumahu, it is only considered Stira if they were secluded long enough for her to become defiled. The Gemara explains that Kedei Tumah is Kedei Bia, Kedei Hara. The time it takes for a partial Bia to take place, specifically Kedei Neshikas Iver Ba'isim Akim, which is halachically considered a Bia. The Gemara explains its seemingly repetitive definition. If we would have only said Kedei Tumah, we might have understood Kedei Tumah V'Artsoisa, the time it takes to seduce and defile her. If we would have only said Kedei Bia, we would have understood Kedei Gemar Bia, the time of a complete Bia. If we would have just said Kedei Hara, we might have understood Kedei Hara V'Artsoiseha, the time it takes to seduce and begin the Bia. Therefore, we needed to explain Kedei Tumah, Kedei Bia, Kedei Hara. Having explained the basis for the minimum time requirement, the Gemara cites a braisa which gives many practical examples to define this length of time. Kedei hakafas dekel, divrei Rabbi Shmuel, the amount of time it takes to circle a palm tree by foot. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, kedei mezigas hakos, as long as it takes to dilute a cup of wine with water. However, the Gemara cites a second braisa in which some of these tanoim apparently offer different examples. Rabbi Eliezer there says that the shir is kedei chazaras dekel, which the Gemara explains to mean chazar beruach, for the branch to return to its place after moving in the wind. The Gemara explains, these are two descriptions of the same length of time. The amount of time it takes to drink a properly diluted cup of wine. Although in the second braisa he says, we can reconcile and explain his statements that he actually means the time it takes to both dilute and drink it. The amount of time it takes to roast an egg. And the second braisa says, Kedei lishtoisei. And here too, the Gemara explains, it's the same amount of time. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Kedei legoima, the amount of time it takes to swallow the roasted egg. Yet in the second braisa he says, Kedei litzleisbeya. Therefore, we must say that he means, Kedei litzleisa v'legoima, to both roast it and swallow it. The Gemara explains that this is the same amount of time as Kedei legmaya sholesh beitzim zu achar zu, to swallow three eggs consecutively. The amount of time it takes for a weaver to tie a thread. The amount of time it takes her to remove a splinter from her mouth. The amount of time it takes to reach into a basket and remove a loaf of bread. The Gemara wonders, does this refer to a loaf that is tightly wedged into the basket or not? Furthermore, chadato ibatika, are we referring to a new basket or to a used one, which is smoother and easier to use? Bachamima ibikrira, is the loaf warm and therefore easily slips from the hand and takes longer to remove, or is it cold? Bidachiti ibidisari, is it a loaf of wheat bread, which is smoother and must be handled more cautiously, or of barley bread? Finally, brachicha ibakusha, is the loaf soft and therefore smoother or hard? The Gemara responds, teku, leaving all these questions unresolved. The Gemara explains, Kol echad ve'echad ba'atzmo yishir. Each man da'amu is simply given the amount of time that they personally spend on tchilas bia. Even though Benazir was not married, as he said, Mo'esa shenafshi chashk b'tayra, my only desire is to learn, the Gemara offers three possible answers. Nasub upirish, he was married at one point and then separated. Mirabi shmile, he heard this from his Rebbe. Soyda Hashem li'reyav, this was revealed to him through divine inspiration. The Gemara continues. In the first braisa we learned, play my omer, kedei shetoshet yodu l'sal litl kikar, afa pishen rai l'daver zeich l'daver, ki ba'ad isha zayna ad kikar lechem. The pasuk in some way associates isha zayna with kikar lechem. The Gemara now offers two interpretations. Kol ha'eichel lechem b'loy netilas yadayim, kilu bo al isha zayna, eating bread without washing one's hands, is comparable to this sin. Or, kolabal isha zayna, l'seif mevakash kikar lechem. The punishment for illicit relationships is to be reduced to begging for bread. The Gemara digresses to discuss the topic of netilas yadayim. Kol mezalzlam in netilas yadayim, nekar min ha'olam. Regularly neglecting to wash one's hands before a meal causes one to be uprooted from this world. The Gemara proceeds to contrast washing one's hands before and after a meal. Mayim Rishayim Tzoch Shegbiya Yodav Lamala. After washing before the meal, one must lift up his hands because Shema Yitzu Hamayim Chutz Leperek V'yachzer V'tamas Yidayim, so that the water which became tummy when they touched his arms should not return and contaminate his hands once again. However, Mayim Achrayim Tzoch Shiyashpil Yodav Lamata. After washing after a meal, one must lower his hands downward so that any filth should run off. The Gemara now relates another Avera to the sin of Arayas. Someone who is haughty will eventually get entangled in a relationship with a married woman. The Gemara then digresses to discuss the sin of haughtiness and compares it to various sins. Haughtiness is comparable to idol worship. Alternately, kilu kafa be'ikr, it is comparable to denying Hashem's existence. Or, kilu ba kol arayis, is comparable to entering into forbidden relationships. Alternately, kilu banabama, it's comparable to building a prohibited altar.